12.0 Recreation Community Facility. Under 13.0 Planning, we now move to 13.1 Vending Bylaw, 2017 Second Reading. I would ask my cloud is going forward. I would ask Counselor Fancy to take the lead on this.
So recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality give second reading to bylaw number 16, a bylaw respecting vending.
Okay, so seconded to that motion, Counselor Sisk. Mike, would you like to give us a quick briefing on that?
Yeah, just as a brief overview, I guess council has discussed this and gave first reading at the April 11th meeting of council. So essentially, the bylaw, majority of changes that are being proposed to the bylaw deal with the mobile food truck, mobile canteen food truck vendors and establishing some specific requirements around their utilization and location, as well as a change to the fee structure that is incorporated under the bylaw for the various types of vending that the bylaw addresses. At the April 11th meeting of council, I guess one change to the proposed bylaw that was suggested was the location or the timing for vending, and that the AM for occupying a vending location at 6 a.m. and 12, it had said PM, so that was changed to AM just to reflect that typographical error. So with that, I guess that was the only change that had been suggested for clarity at that time, so.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Counselor Fancy?
Yes, as we go through this and looking at passing the second reading, this we can make the bylaw go forward for the concerns expressed by the municipality. We have brought forward today here concerns of the farmer's market, and that will not be looked past by putting this in here. To me, as we pass this, we'll be looking at bringing forth the bylaw to make it come into effect. And then there's any other concerns that, when it becomes like more of a living document, we can be able to look back at and discuss at that particular time. So again, I'd like to state that we're not disregarding that. That's just to go forward. We have a bylaw coming up this summer.
Yes, Mike, would you like to respond to the ability to amend this bylaw at a later date?
Certainly, like any bylaw, I think things change over time, and it should be the wish of council to make further amendments to the to a bylaw, this bylaw or any other. That's certainly within their prerogative. So really, it's there's a process obviously that we have to go through for amending bylaws and advertising and first and second readings and that sort of thing. So, but certainly, if it's the will of council to amend fee structures or whatever comment or content, then that's certainly within their ability to do so.
Yes, Councilor Fraley.
Can you explain to me why we would wait if we had a change in the time that was of concern for the first reading? We've made that change. Why wouldn't we address this now? The concerns from the farmers market and change the under 8C. Why wouldn't we address that at the moment?
And I guess as far as process, Jen, I don't know whether that's.
We have to start. So we delay the whole process of the vending bylaw in totality of whatever we have right now. Because we have to go right back to the first reading and the advertisement and the each in the meeting and the final reading. We start the whole process over so we go into summer.
Yeah, to add to that, there may be other issues that we'd like to amend, and it would be wise, in my expectation, to have all of those possible amendments put together if we're going to go back and go through two readings and three advertisements. So I think most of the vendors, as I'm aware, have already renewed for this year. Would that be a fair statement, Mike?
There certainly are a number, and I don't recall if the Privateers Farm Market is one that has applied, but certainly the current bylaw is still in effect, so until this bylaw is advertised, that the second reading has been approved, people are still applying under the existing bylaw and the existing fee structure. So, and should council give second reading to this, it'll likely be the probably the 23rd that the advertising will go in. So there's opportunity for them to apply under existing bylaw and existing fee structure.
Councilor Frehley, does that address your question?
Yes, I guess it does. I just want a second part of that is that I voted against this before. I'm still not in, and I didn't really look at the fees because it was my hope that this change was not going to go through. We're reacting to, as I've said before, we're reacting to a few complaints from downtown businesses, and that if we had property planned for where the food trucks were going, it seemed like we had a property that became available and we're moving them there to solve a short-term solution or to deal with that solution or problem. And I don't think it's a long-term solution. My problem has been Prime Waterfront. We didn't want them down our Prime Waterfront, but we have nothing there to replace them. There's no plan of action to have anything there, so when people come in the town, we have an empty spot. And I have no problem with vendors being in that location, and I believe that we're segregating them away from the spot where they themselves don't want to be. They want to be able to choose Waterfront, the Legion property, or other places within the town. So, but I do have a problem with the fee as well, as to say from the gallery. If you look at the number B, it's a $50 fee for a festival, and that festival, some of those festivals bring in many, many vendors for a weekend, and we're looking at a small group of people and a fee that's very, very high for a small group. So so this whole thing is an issue for me.
Councilor Kelly?
A couple of things on process. First, I've noticed in some of the other bylaws I've been checking out that they've gone through a first, second, and third reading. Have we changed our policy, or how does that work with these new bylaw, revised bylaws, that they only are going through a second reading and not a third? What's the process on that?
That's clearly set out under the Municipal Government Act, the process that the council follows for adopting bylaws, and it sets out that bylaws should be read twice.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where the third
okay.
bylaws
are. We do have some of our bylaws that actually state that they have dates for first, second, and a third reading, and then when the posting was done in the paper.
Now, whether that was something that was pre Municipal Government Act, I'm not sure, but the act is very clear on that process. So.
All right. Also, then the process for amendments. Then, so you have a bylaw, and all you want to do is amend the bylaw. You don't have to go through a first, second reading, and then post it in the paper. You don't have to do that.
Yes.
That's what we did.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
I want to clarify, because what I'm hearing then is that it's okay to put this through because you can make amendments later. And the reason you want to put this through now and not make any amendments to it is because you don't want to have to start the process over again. But if you do an amendment to it later, if this passes and goes through, if you do an amendment to it later, you still have to go through this entire process to make an amendment.
No, definitely so.
Right, so I don't understand what's the difference. I mean, the point you're making about not making any changes now means you have to start over. So you want to do one whole process and then do another whole process to make an amendment to it later. Is that correct?
Well, you say any amendment process, I guess the process is what it is. So if further changes are made and we have to start over, or whether we do it down the road, I guess that's the process is what it is, and we have to go through it.
So we would be saving time now by making changes to this now instead of going and taking it back to the beginning rather than pass it and have something and then revise it. later.
I would caution you on looking at amendments to this bylaw at this point in time without knowing all the potential changes that you may need to make, because every time you make an amendment, you restart the process of two readings plus three advertisements. So I would like to, as a council, deal with amendments all at once and do the process. This bylaw identifies identification of issues. It provides definitions, which is not in the previous bylaw. So there are things in this that is beneficial. It's a force of decision.
I have a point of order. This discussion does have nothing to do with the motion. If we want to discuss policy, maybe we should make another opportunity to do that.
Well, I look at it as a question as to how the process of this vending bylaw works, and that's what I'm trying to address. So your point is taken, Deputy Mayor.
Brought up why we're not making these amendments now for a reason, and I'm just questioning that reason still exists later on.
It will.
So if we have so many things wrong with this, then why wouldn't we go back to the drawing board now with it and make all the amendments and then come out with it? As we've said, most of the vendors
I guess the short answer to that question would be, if all of the potential amendments were known, we could deal with them now, but I don't think that we have a complete handle on all the issues we would want to review. That would be something I would like to pass back through staff to identify as a result of the public comments.
Well, I just want to make one more comment that my view on this revised vending bylaw has not changed from the beginning. I don't agree with what the changes are encompassing. I don't agree with that they're putting them all in one place, and I've said all this before. I don't agree with creating a vendor park with power and all that comes with that. I know from talking to the vendors before and just in the last week that, and reading the emails, that a lot of the vendors that would come here don't agree with it in its entirety. The businesses now don't agree with it in what's being proposed. And so, what came forth as a business complaint, now businesses or vendors aren't happy with it. So I just want to put that out there, and that's why I'm not going to vote for this.
Thank you, Councillor Kelly. I have Deputy Mayor McLeod next on my list.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I can move on if you'd like.
Come back to me if you would.
Any other councillors like to speak at this point in time? Councillor Johnson?
I just don't know how you get in and out of the queue here. So anyway, I have a couple of quick questions, and there are a couple of questions to my opportunity to speak. First of all, are we just making a flat assumption that the farmers market is classed as a group vendor? Are they a group vendor, or we have a whole host of other opportunities?
I would defer that question to Michael.
And I guess with the group vending, that just allows multiple vendors instead of each vendor coming in for their own separate vending license to vend during the same weekend. That allows to come in under that one umbrella. They apply for one license. They can have however many vendors participate under that one license, as opposed to each individually getting.
And part of this motion also includes the power pedestals that we talked about in our first reading?
No, that's, I guess that's separate, where that went through budget.
I think it broke out.
That's right. That was a budgetary item that the council has approved, so that's not part of this motion.
The third part I had was just my support of the motion based on the safety factor that all those mobile vendors are now somewhere where it's contained. There's a very clearly marked crosswalk and things like that, and the fact that we do have time to work with the farmers market to look at all the other opportunities that lie, that all the other conversations that we had. Permit is what it is for this year based on last year's fees and all that other activity.
Sure.
If it's neutral to the farmers market and gives us a year to work through it, what we need to do is get this in place for the mobile vendors, at least get that piece of it fixed, and then work forward with the farmers market in a positive direction.
Any other councillors? Councillor Fraley?
One more time, Mike, can you explain the difference on fees between B and C and why the farmers market wouldn't fit under B?
B is like for a one-time special event, like a weekend that that somebody's hosting, where the vending, group vendors, that's an annual permit, that goes from, I guess, April 1st to whenever they want to conclude their vending. So, so it's a special event, under item B.
And you don't consider the farmer's market an event over the summer, coming in just for a summer period?
That's certainly not what that was intended. That's I guess that's an ongoing, regular, regularly scheduled
tourist event.
Well, I guess.
Any other councillors? Deputy Mayor McLeod, have you gathered your thoughts?
No, okay.
Okay. So, are we ready for the question on the motion?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Those opposed? Thank you, it is passed. We will move on to 13-2, the community needs recommendation. Councillor Fisk, would you like to take the lead on that?
That the regional queen, that the regional, the queen's municipality granted a quick claim deed to Carol and CBA Fourth for any interest which the municipality may have in properties identified as PIG number 7016-0296 and 7016-0304. And that any costs occurring in this transaction be borne by Carol and Zibbe Horth. Who's?
Seconded for that?
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Councillor Frehley? Mike, would you like to give us a briefing?
Yeah, just a little background. I guess we've received a request through the solicitor for the property owners. They have a landward property in Port Medway. They acquired title to the lands back in 1988. And in the deed description that they received for their land, it included the two islands offshore from their property. They have been assessed for those properties, including the islands, since they acquired title back in 1988, and have been paying taxes on those since that time. I guess the municipality has never claimed any ownership to these islands, and I guess it's just in the process of the owners trying to migrate their properties to the land registration system that the their solicitor has identified that there's a lack in chain of title coming into them. So over the years, the municipality has granted similar requests to property owners in similar circumstances. One just to the south of this property back in 2013. So really, by granting a quick claim deed, it's not guaranteeing any, it's just granting any title that we may or may not have in those lands. So so there is past history on similar requests. So so I guess it's a feeling of staff that that the properties are certainly better off in private hands and for taxation purposes than it would be, because we wouldn't have any use for them municipally. Mm-hmm. So,
any questions or comments, or councillors? Deputy Mayor McLeod.
I never knew there was an Austrian road.
Yeah, most of those roads down there
are
private,
yeah.
Private roads. That's right.
Any questions or comments, or councillors on the issue? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the question? Thank you. It's approved. We have nothing on 14-0 reports, nothing on 15-0 report. A motion to go in camera would be appropriate. Councillor Fancy, seconded by Counselor Kelly, ready for questions?
Questions.
All those in favor? It's unanimous, thank you. We will recess for 10 minutes. Thank